The time is 22:03 hours. This is Constable LeMay, L-E-M-A-Y. This is going to be an audio statement with Thomas Piggott. Mr. Piggott, I understand that you've sent a Officer Constable Wentworth a email statement earlier this evening. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm holding the statement here in front of me now. I'm just going to read this statement and then ask you some clarifying questions afterwards. At 6:46, I was sitting in the living room at home with my family when there was knocking on my front door, and I was alerted from our Ring camera that someone was at the front door. Given recent events, I have been reluctant to open the door, but on video, I could see a man and a woman who appeared to be holding a Tupperware of food. Thinking it was neighbors, I opened the front door. I said hello, and the woman said, "Welcome to the neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood, isn't it?" I then noticed the man standing behind her was holding a phone at chest height, which seemed suspicious, so I said, "Why is he holding a camera?" I could then see additional people, I believe five others hiding across the street behind snowbanks, start to materialize and walk over to our property. She opened the Tupperware, which I worried held a concealed weapon, so I stood back, and she stepped forward, lashing out at me and hitting my right hand on the knuckle. I managed to shut the front door on her and proceeded to call the police. When Officer Wentworth arrived, I realized they had left a stack of papers with a USB stick in my mailbox. This event caused considerable distress for me and my family, who were in the living behind watching the events. So, Mr. Baker, does that summarize the statement as you typed out to Constable Wentworth earlier this evening?
That's correct.
Okay, so as I say, just a few clarifying questions. Have you ever met any of these parties that were at your door or near the property this evening?
I have certainly heard and interacted with them indirectly through my place of work at Peterborough Public Health. Certainly Tyler Berry and Chris Massey. I do not know them very well personally, face-to-face. I believe they may have been at the protest that was held here at my house on Saturday, this past Saturday. But I haven't otherwise had a lot of direct personal interaction with them.
Okay, so most of the communications you've had have been electronically or via telephone?
Correct. I've received a number of emails from Chris Massey.
Okay, how many emails do you believe that you've received from her approximately?
At least a dozen since I've started in my role December 1st, 2021. But our organization has received them on a near weekly basis for the past 6 to 12 months.
Okay, and can you summarize the context of these emails?
The context of these emails is saying that we have been served with legal notice for committing crimes against humanity for vaccinating children, and that actions will be taken on this basis. They're usually signed with what looks to be red ink or blood fingerprint as well from her and other individuals.
Okay. In regards to the incident that happened this evening, how did these people's presence at your home make you feel?
I mean, it deeply scared me and my whole family. Especially with the fact that they, you know, concealed themselves and they appeared like neighbors or, you know, somebody. In the aftermath of Saturday's protests, we've had a number of neighbors come by leaving cards and well wishes, and even one neighbor left lasagna. So when I saw on the camera that it was somebody that appeared to be holding a Tupperware, and I opened the door and she said, you know, "Welcome to the neighborhood," I thought and had my guard down and thought it was another kind gesture from people in this community. And when she proceeded to escalate in a very threatening voice and lash out at me and hit my right hand, it was terrifying. I was trembling when the officer came in to interview me about 5 or 10 minutes after the event still. And it's, you know, deeply impacted my family, including my wife, who was there and heard and had to witness everything. And, you know, including my young, just almost 2-year-old daughter. And it's... yeah, I mean, it's hard. This is my home. They invaded my home, my privacy. I'm just trying to do my job. And I feel deeply physically threatened. And I feel that they have really escalated in the last little while. I totally respect that people can hold beliefs and share those. But I feel physically threatened, intimidated. And now having been physically hit and assaulted this evening, that's a whole nother level.
Okay. Is there anything else you think you'd like to add to this statement, or do you believe it's been summarized?
I think you've captured it.
Okay. I'm going to end the interview there. It is 22:08 hours.